637.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition where we are kicking off the second hour of tonight's program. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And our website, freetalklive.com, where you can go to submit your favorite stories, videos, whatever you like, as show prep. You'll find a way to do that right up at the top of the page. It's just freetalklive.com. You'll see it when you go there. And we look at that stuff for show prep. It's sort of like a social bookmarking thing where people can vote up and down their favorite stories or their least favorite stories. They can vote those down. And we often look at that before the show. So you can call into the show tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We are open phones, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also get in touch with us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's the Skype ID. You can you can send us a contact request, and we will accept your contact request. And after that, you'll be welcome to call in. And we've got some phone calls on the line right now, gentlemen. Let's see what Jeff in California has to say. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, hello.
Hi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Yeah, I wanted to bring up Rand Paul. I know he's probably been talked about over the last few days, although I've only been tuning into the podcast intermittently, so I haven't heard that much talk. I heard Ian lambasting Rand with his jockstrap comment. He has that comment. He says he can't wear his dad's jockstrap. I've heard of that a few.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He said, Rand said that?
No. Ian says, our host Monday through Saturday, host says that Rand Paul cannot carry Ron Paul's jockstrap.
Is his name Rand Paul or Mr. Smith?
Mr. Smith goes to Washington. Yeah, it's true. I mean, he supported Romney, right? Rand Paul did? I mean...
Oh, yeah. No, and I actually, I'm not really disagreeing with Ian. I mean, I think... I'm sort of, in a way, I'm torn, although it's really, all right. So I got caught up in the whole filibuster thing like a lot of other people did. You know, I found myself, you know, reading all the updates. You know, he's done hour three, he's done hour seven.
Yeah, I liked it too. Yeah.
Oh, there were like thousands of tweets sent about him, weren't there? Like tens of thousands of tweets.
Oh, yeah. They all had the hashtag, I stand with Rand. Mm-hmm. I came up with one that said, I stand with me, but
didn't fly.
I stand with Brian.
Yeah.
you just weren't getting into the moment there, you know?
Well, it was the movie. I mean, I watched Mr. Smith Goes to Washington when I was like 10, and I just, it felt like I was rehashing it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Speaking of rehashing, I've been thinking about this for a while. So after the filibuster was over and I started going, oh, well, so now what? I mean, you know, and seeing that, you know, I don't know, maybe not much has changed. I got to thinking, you know, my big switch and my big turn off from politics, I mean, I'll still vote. I'm not really into it anymore, and I don't really, but I'll still vote from time to time. My big switch was, I confess, I'm a Obama voter.
Okay.
Which is so is Mark. You're in good company.
Yeah, but I didn't vote for Obama because I liked him. I voted for Obama because I traded my vote for, you know, sort of with my made a deal with my wife to she would vote the lower votes for my way, and I'd vote whatever she wanted to for president.
You made a deal with the devil.
Well, you know,
oh my gosh,
what difference does it make?
I actually almost voted for Obama. I have to admit that. But go ahead.
When? 2008.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Joe.
It was actually. 2008 for me. I was just going to say it was completely due to utter white hot hatred of the Republicans thus far. It was really a completely emotional kind of thing, and I knew I was voting for a terrible statist and all that. But I did like in a way with Rand Paul, I got carried away a little bit with all that flowery rhetoric about you know, closing Guantanamo and mm-hmm. and all the criticisms of the Iraq War. So I was like, well, I'm voting for. Just yet another diehard statist, but he's saying all these good things about the war, and boy, I just hate those Republicans. I hate George Bush so much. I'm just going to teach him a lesson. So I did that with Obama. Here's what I'm thinking with Rand Paul. I think Rand Paul's kind of like, sort of like the anti-Obama. He's doing the same thing to the right as he is, you know, to the libertarian right as Obama did to the peace peace and, you know, loving, you know, the anti-war left.
What anti-war left? They've disappeared. I'm sorry, I'm just making a joke, but it's kind of true.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where they are, but I suppose they're out there. I guess they've been all sedated or something. But so I feel like that Rand's doing the same thing, and I so wish there was somebody out there who could really rally everybody in the right direction. I mean, I know, you know, freedom really starts with us, and you know. But,
this is why I think the right direction is not the political direction. I think it's trying to get as much freedom in your own life as you possibly can, doing the things that you can actually control, like working on yourself and your relationships and your job, perhaps, your lifestyle. Make it as free as possible.
Your entertainment, and if you're entertained by people doing filibusters, what's the problem with watching it, though?
I suppose. I mean, for me personally, I used to be one of those people who was like, I guess sort of almost like a political junkie, you know, like really deeply into the political system. And then I just reached a certain point where I started to realize what kind of a violent game it is. And I just wasn't interested anymore.
You know, I can see how one's like, you know, into the process and says, man, I do so much work and we get so little progress out of it, especially if you're on the sort of the first, the vanguard edge of the liberty movement, and that, you know, there's more stuff getting done, say, here in New Hampshire than there was 5 years ago. And so the people who were working in the political process 5 years ago did a lot of work for very little. And now people in the political process do a lot of work for a little more. And I think
it's still very little, though.
Agreed.
And it's still really out of your sphere of influence. You know, as an individual, there's little you can do.
I think that you could do more in your own life, but I often find that the areas that I want more freedom, there's really not much I can do except from a political standpoint to get it. You know, I don't. I don't deal with oppression from the government in most ways. For me, it's just all about how much money they want to take from me and my family in order to give to other people or their little cronies or their friends or whatever it is. I mean, I just, you know.
Yeah. Well, even if you could fight various taxes and stuff, you can't really do much about inflation. That happens on a federal level.
And I can use Bitcoin as often as possible.
True. Yeah, absolutely. That's one of those personal freedom things that you can do to take control of your own finances.
I think you can do both of these without, you know, being that. And I don't do that much in the political
process.
Sure, you
could do both. You could do both, absolutely. But
So back on the political junkie thing, though, I just want to see if you guys agree with me. I think Rand is playing the same game, personally, that I saw Obama playing. Just he's doing it on the opposite side of the aisle. And I feel like,
do you mean, Jeff, that he's talking a good game about liberty, basically trying to appeal?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do think so, and I feel like this is what might happen. He might get the nomination. He might continue with this momentum, and who knows, those big fat men in the you know, that run the Republican game might go, hey, let's give him a whirl. And so they'll give him a whirl, and guess what? You know, we'll have Rand Paul. He'll do a few nice things, but yet, you know, the wars will continue, the taxes will continue, and I can see us, and I'll feel like an even greater idiot, you know.
Are you talking about if Rand becomes president in 2016?
Yeah.
Is that what your claim is? I have a different prediction. I think Rand is an undercover libertarian, is what my belief is. I believe what I'm supposed to believe, which is that the son of Ron Paul has, you know, that Ron Paul has more influence over the son of Ron Paul than the son of Ron Paul would sort of let one believe from a national stage.
He's doing a great job pretending to be a Republican.
He's doing a great job. I'll admit it. But he's done. But you have to.
Don't you think that when someone plays a game for that long, it kind of starts to seep into
their
personality?
It's a dirty game. There's no doubt about it.
That's what I think. And I think the game's going to take him over. I don't think. I think at a certain point he'll be under the control of the events and the people around him, and it doesn't matter what.
Same thing that happened to Obama. They claim that, you know, when he came into office, he had every intention of closing Guantanamo, and he really meant what he said. And then, he gets in, and all these, you know, political operatives around him, and then he can't.
Well, that's what they claim happened with Reagan too. Basically, he was a cold hard libertarian, and then the Bilderbergers or whoever shot him, and suddenly he turned Republican.
Yeah, I think if Ron Paul became president, someone would have sat him down and said, okay, this is how it actually works.
Jeff, thank you for calling in tonight, and our number is 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE or Skype LRN.FM. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition. I'm Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can go to our website, freetalklive.com. You'll want to make sure you check out the studio cam if you enjoy watching Free Talk Live, if you want to see what we look like or the funny faces we make while we're doing the show. It's not really that exciting, but some people really enjoy having a video feed as well as to go along with their audio. So you can find that at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. You'll also find a studio chat there. Not a studio chat, but a chat room where you can chat with other Free Talk Live listeners.
So mortgage payments, to some extent, are a fact of life here in America. And you can, you know, choose to pay what you want to pay as far as a mortgage goes. There's a big difference between cheap and inexpensive when it comes to mortgages. A 30-year fixed-rate loan is cheap, but it isn't inexpensive. So when you start, you know, when you have a loan payment, you have interest and a principal portion. The interest is front-loaded on loans, so it takes more than 10 and a half years for you to even be making a 50-50 payment where half of your payment is actually going towards principal. There are other alternatives. A 20-year fixed, you're basically doing 50-50 right from the off the bat. With a 15-year fixed, it's 59% just at the beginning of the loan, and it gets better from there. The Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com and his experts can help you with getting your next home loan, whether it's a refi or a new home loan. Just give them a call at 866-288-0088 or go to their website, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. And they've been, you know, they're big names in the national business, and I think they can help you. It's MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088.
All right. Thanks, Mark. So 855-450-FREE is our phone number where you can call us and bring up anything that's on your mind. We talked about Rand Paul in the last segment. That was interesting, but that was totally out of the blue. So, you know, kind of anything goes here on Free Talk.
Wouldn't it be out of the red?
Right, yes. That's exactly right, Brian. You can also call us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a contact on Skype. And we'll make sure you send us a contact request on Skype first, but then you'll be able to call in after that. So I guess we're amassing quite the list of contacts here for our Free Talk Live government database. No, just kidding. Anyway, we're going to talk with Mike in Texas. Mike, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I wanted to talk about Walmart in Mexico, and I wanted to rebuttal what the casino worker from Ohio had to say at the end if there's time.
Okay,
go ahead.
Sure.
Now, around Christmas time, Ian and Mark were having a discussion about Walmart, and it was Ian's position, and of course he's not there tonight, but it was his position that things made in China are good for everybody, and if we can buy products made in China for less money than a product made here, that's good for everybody, and I strongly disagreed with that. Now, my father's retired, and he and his girlfriend spend a lot of time in Mexico. He's bilingual, and they have fun down there. I was talking to him just the other day about his last trip there, and he said that he was in Walmart buying some stuff, and he always marvels at the fact that Walmart in Mexico will not sell any product, any consumer good or food product that's not produced and made in Mexico.
Yeah, actually, Walmarts in Mexico are really like high class, like the rich shop at Walmart in Mexico. Yeah.
Now, is that a law in Mexico? I mean, this could just as easily be a law as opposed to some kind of Walmart policy, right?
It's an agreement that the Mexican government made with Walmart. They said, we'll allow you to build your stores here and do business in our country, but you're not going to sell any products that aren't manufactured here.
Okay.
And I don't know what's wrong with that. Why can't I wish I could see that. I stopped my business with Walmart. I don't do it anymore. And
well, what's wrong with it is the government forcing a business to you know, imposing this policy on them.
I guess that's where the disagreement is, because I don't think that's wrong. I think that would be good for our country.
Okay, so that's the issue, is what is our country? I mean, there's people in San Diego that say that they're in the same country as me up here in New Hampshire. What do I have, you know, what do I have?
Why don't we just go all the way and, like, Walmart's in New Hampshire, and Keene, New Hampshire can only sell things made in Keene, New Hampshire. That would be great for the local economy, right?
Yeah, Stephanie, it would. I think that would be great for the
But Mike, economy. Come on. There are some things that can't be made in Keene, New Hampshire. I mean,
right.
Or can't be made cheaply.
So, yeah, I was being facetious when I agreed with you. It would be good for the economy in general. Okay, then the people that make something that they don't make in New Hampshire and it comes from North Dakota, that's good for people in North Dakota then. I think that it would be great to have manufacturing revitalized in the United States.
Well, I would too. I do too. And let me rebut. First off, there is more manufacturing going on in the United States than there has ever gone on in the United States before. So as far as revitalizing, what you mean is you'd like to see more manufacturing jobs, because most manufacturing jobs are being done by robots right now. And nobody's trying to get rid of robots. Now, you're not going to get innovation in the area of manufacturing and better manufacturing by limiting the amount of people that compete with manufacturers. If you don't let manufacturers say, okay, well, it's cheaper to go to China and spend all the money on moving stuff by a boat, then the manufacturers here never have any incentive to get any better. Now, with the economy the way it is, a lot of manufacturers have been coming back because they're finding that it's just cheaper to produce it in the United States. So competition is bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States.
Why would you want to ship something across, you know, the ocean if you didn't have to, right? Unless there was some huge advantage to doing that.
Right. There was no competition in the area of cars in the 70s and 80s. There was very little competition. And you saw the kind of cars we got, right?
Yes.
That's my point.
Yeah. Okay. I understand your point. I guess that I start to get upset when I see, you know, the state of things. As I drive across the United States, I see places that are just, you know, everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, where that's out of business.
Yeah.
For lease, and it's just the businesses that are closed and stuff, and I just, it hurts me inside to see that, that people in America are without jobs and without work, and it's just bad.
There's no reason at all for it. There's none. And it has everything to do with the government getting in the way of people doing business with each other. And the taxes and the regulations and all these things essentially make it so difficult for people to work that they can't get jobs.
But sometimes also, you know, losing a job or being laid off from a job, a lot of times that's a real stress, and I recognize that for people, a real burden on them. However, it could also free you up to do a job that maybe you like better, or a job that wouldn't be so much, for instance, manual labor, you know, like a manufacturing job. Like if a robot is doing that job, you can do some other job that maybe you enjoy more or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. About the caller from Ohio, and Stephanie, I don't know if you remember me. You called me out one night because I accused you of turning this show into a gay, lesbian, transgender show.
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay, and so what this guy from Ohio says is, I want one day for somebody to stand up and say, I choose this lifestyle. What are you going to do about it? Hey, buddy from Ohio, we understand you're here, you're queer, and we're used to it, okay? We understand you're not going anywhere. Quit trying to tell me how normal your lifestyle is, because when you do that, you only alienate me to your cause, because what you're saying is your lifestyle, your heterosexual lifestyle, is abnormal. I still haven't heard anybody ever.
Oh, I didn't hear that, Mike. I didn't hear him say it was abnormal to be straight. And of course it's not. Most people are straight, right? So
yeah, I think that gay people want to get under the normal tent, as opposed to kicking people out of the normal tent.
I think they just want to be treated equally. Thank you, Mike, for calling in tonight. I appreciate it. Maybe we'll talk about more coming up in a moment on Free Talk Live.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, and you're here with Stephanie
and Brian
and Mark,
and we'd love to invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. There you will find a section where you can hear archives of the show going all the way back to 2006. So this is quite an extensive collection of audio there, and it's at archives.freetalklive.com, archives.freetalklive.com. It's all there for you for free. We always appreciate it when you share our shows, and, you know, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything, so occasionally we do get people saying, hey, I was listening to your old podcast from 2009, and you said this, and they want to call Mark out for something.
That's always Mark. You know, it's always Mark.
But you can do that at archives.freetalklive.com.
You can call me out for this, because here's a recommendation. If you want to get camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, to go to manventureoutpost.com. They've got the name brands that you want, and they've got them at rock bottom prices. I've gone and done shopping at manventureoutpost.com, and I've never been able to find a price that's lower than theirs. Surely one item somewhere has to be lower, but I think that all in all, you're going to find that they've got the lowest prices on all kinds of outdoor gear, whether it's, you know, shooting gear, rifle accessories, or ammunition, to the kind of things that you need when you go camping. You know, they've got those little sticks that you walk with. They got tents. They've got, you know, things that you cook with, water filtration stuff, anything you need. Fishing accessories, too, like fish finders and boating equipment. It's manventureoutpost.com.
We were looking on their website last week, and we saw that they had an apron on there.
Yeah.
It was a black Glock apron.
They've got some in-home stuff. And I got a really great Browning fleece jacket there. And it's very, very warm. You don't want to get anywhere near a fire, though. It's that kind of vinyl that if just an ember gets on it, It's got a. It's got
is
a
that true?
Yeah.
Oh wow! I thought that was an urban legend, but
what's that?
I thought it was an urban legend that no. your fleece could go up in flames.
I don't think it'll go up in flames, but this is it's actually the vinyl that I'd be more worried about uh-huh. than the fleece. It would just put a little like cigarette burn hole in it.
Oh, it melts through. Okay, gotcha, yeah. gotcha. All right. Well, 855-450-FREE is our phone number, or Skype lrn.fm. Let's talk to Jack, listening in Texas. Hi, Jack. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
All right. I wanted to call in and comment about a caller from last Sunday.
Jack, are you on a speakerphone right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. We're getting a little echo, but that's fine. Go ahead with your comments.
Okay. I was to a caller from last Sunday. He was talking about something I'd said, I guess, 3 weeks ago, probably,
okay.
about the obligations that parents have towards children.
Yes, yes. This came up last week on the show. I guess just to give a little recap for our listeners, you called in, Jack, probably more than a month ago at this point, and drew a parallel between parents having children and bringing a completely helpless, dependent being into the world and, you know, hitting someone with a car and being responsible for trying to make sure that they can get to a point where they can take care of themselves as restitution for that, for putting them in a pit place where they're dependent, you know, in a dependent state. Is that about accurate?
Yes.
Okay, and then Kurt called in last week, and he had called in during the weekday Free Talk Live a couple before that as well, and he disagreed with that. I think he was saying that it sounded to me, I listened to his call at the time, and I listened to it again afterwards, and it sounded to me like he was really concerned that what you were saying was that this justifies, like, for instance, the state intervening in parent-child relationships and the state sort of being an advocate, in quotes, I guess, for the children to make sure that their parents are, you know, meeting their obligations. And I think he was also concerned, too, about there being some kind of a contract, you know, that's created when a parent has a child. And, you know, he didn't think this was a legitimate form of contract. But I don't think I ever heard you saying that there was a contract or advocating for the state. And I hope that's an okay summary. Maybe Kurt can call in if he wants to clarify. But go ahead with your thoughts, Jack.
Okay, yeah. I agree with you that it has nothing to do with contract, because contract requires, you know, two parties to have an agreement. Mm-hmm. This would be more along the lines of tort theory, not contract theory, because it's about a unilateral action on one person's part. So,
okay.
Yeah, contracts are not a good fit at all.
So a tort is when something happens, like, for instance, an automobile accident, as you used previously, and, you know, the two people have never met. They don't have any kind of contract. It's just that one owes the other.
Right. If I'm in my front yard and I'm playing catch and the baseball goes wild and breaks my neighbor's window, I owe my neighbor a new window.
Yep.
It's not a contract between us. It's a unilateral. It's a unilaterally imposed obligation. Imposed isn't really the right word.
So,
right,
what obligations do parents have to children? Because your claim is essentially children have no obligations to parents, right?
Right.
No obligations,
because,
whatever.
They can't have any obligations because it wasn't their choices that brought them into the position to
right.
be born.
Right, okay. They didn't choose to be born.
Right, like if you broke someone's window with your baseball, do they owe you anything?
Exactly.
So what obligations do parents have to children?
I think they have the obligation to get the child... Basically, you could call it recovery into adulthood, but it's not really a recovery, but it's kind of like that.
How old is adulthood?
The resources they need to be. Well, I don't know that you can put a specific age on it. It's going to be based on
37?
Their own capacities. You know, I guess if somebody was really slow to develop, that could happen, but it's really more about getting them to the point where they can be independent and take care of themselves.
So what if a person is born with, say, Down syndrome or something like that? Is the parent obligated to take care of that person forever?
That's a good question.
You know, I would probably say yes is the default answer. Certainly, they are not the person who's never going to be capable of taking care of themselves isn't responsible, and no one else chose to bring the child into the world, so that only leaves the parent or now, someone who's willing to take on that responsibility for them.
Now, you could say that the parents had no understanding, they had no expectation, likely little expectation that they would have a child that had Down syndrome, so that it was not a, they did not, go, because many people, I entered into parenthood as a choice, and my expectation was to have a healthy child that would be, you know, to my mind, an adult somewhere around 12 or 13, but that I would have to continue letting that adult live under my roof until at least the age of 18, and probably even farther than that if that's what I felt like doing.
That is changing, though. We are getting better at detecting what fetuses have or what babies, you know, long before they're born.
You could detect it, but you may not be able. Well, so you're talking about, now you're talking about pre-implantation, you're talking about in vitro fertilization, right, where an embryo is created, mm-hmm. and then a small sample of, like, one cell is taken from that embryo to see if they can test it genetically for different genetic diseases or chromosomal abnormalities like Down syndrome.
Right.
And then they choose the embryos that do not have the disease or that do have the disease. I mean, there was actually a couple who selected four embryos that had this gene for deafness in France several years ago, and because they wanted their children to be deaf like they were. And so that brought up all kinds of questions. And it's an interesting point, but I want to get back on sort of the original topic and ask you, Mark, you know, so were you saying that you were willing to have a child as long as the child was normal?
I think that my expectation was to have a child that was normal. So, I'm wondering. Jack's claim here is that I have created the accident that is a child. And let me ask you this, Jack. You don't have to answer right
away.
Think about this. But does a woman have a right to terminate a pregnancy?
Oh, it's a cliffhanger. Jack, hold on the line. I'd like to talk more with you, please. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live, or Skype LRN.FM.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-466-5523. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-466-5523. That's 800-466-5523. Call 800-466-5523.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is our website. If you go to, just a quick tip, if you're on the road and you don't have a car radio because you bought a new GM vehicle. No, just kidding. I was going to say, if you're in a car and you'd want to listen to Free Talk Live on your phone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com and you'll get access to, like, you know, a very quick way to just stream the show from your phone. It's the mobile website, m.freetalklive.com. And, Mark, you look like you were holding a piece of paper.
I was staring off in space.
Yeah. Okay. All right. At any rate, let's go back to Jack in Texas. Hi, Jack. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. So Mark's question to me before the break was, does a woman have a right to terminate a pregnancy?
Yeah.
And my answer to that is that if a woman decides to terminate a pregnancy, no one can legitimately use force to stop her.
So would you call it an immoral act?
I don't know that there's a one answer for that. Are we talking about 2 hours after conception, 2 minutes before birth?
You can give just an open and shut answer for
is it an immoral act?
Right. This is an interesting question for me, and I think that it gets more immoral as time goes by. And I agree with you that essentially getting involved with, losing laws. We tried stopping abortion in the past in this country by using laws, and I think that that had negative results.
Is it an immoral act to ejaculate in a woman if you don't want to create a baby? I mean,
I think that it's a reasonable expectation that more times than not, when you do such a thing, that you don't have that. That it's not going to happen. And it's not that you want to or don't want to. It's your willingness to take care of them if it happens.
Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to take care of it, is it immoral to do it? I mean, I don't really...
It's irresponsible.
Okay. So, but, I mean, the point is, like, we're discussing this, quote, immoral act that only women can do. when I'd like to recognize the responsibility.
No, I think any parent can kill a child. So, I mean, that's really the point here, is that Jack is claiming that upon conception, essentially, that I have created a tort against the creature, the creature that I have created by conceiving them, my role in conceiving them, so therefore I have a responsibility to that creature all the way to the end. I assume that creature has rights. We're talking about a human creature here, has rights, and among those rights is life. So if I'm responsible for keeping that person in my house and not killing them, is the mother specifically responsible for keeping her in her uterus and not killing her?
Yep.
And
I gotcha.
If I violate these rules, if you say that the woman can terminate a pregnancy without anyone having a claim against her, then if I slay my own child, does anyone have a claim against me?
That's the point I wanted to bring up, because how could a child bring a tort against their parents or any adult unless they were at a point where they were independent and could take care of themselves enough to bring that tort or to go to an arbitrator or something?
Yep, sure.
Unless they have a proxy. And that gets at the question of, you know, who is their proxy? Who is going to be enforcing this and making sure that the relationship is carried forward in an ethical fashion where this tort is resolved? And Jack, I want to ask you about that.
Right, and that gets into some fundamental definitions, because I'm not a libertarian. I'm a voluntarist or an anarchist.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't necessarily agree with the premise that an obligation justifies the use of force.
Right.
I only believe that force is legitimate when it's used for immediate self-defense. So that means it's not legitimate to resolve contract disputes, and it's not legitimate for retaliation or punishment. None of those are legitimate uses of force.
And it makes me wonder how one can, what's the point of claiming a tort if no one can enforce the, whatever the judgment of that for that tort is against the person who has the judgment.
Yeah, and I think once we get to a point where society recognizes the illegitimacy of using force to resolve contract disputes, we'll see a lot of creativity in and alternatives that we don't even conceive of right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are historical examples of voluntary court systems.
Yep.
And there are authors who write about dispute resolution organizations, private courts, private law. So there's a lot of theoretical work that's been done, but we don't really have a big incentive to actually try it, because people just reach for the default answer of, well, we'll just point guns at people.
Right. Right, and that's not what you were suggesting, and I think that may clear up the conflict.
Well, I don't think it does.
Kurt, no?
I'm not done yet by any stretch. So your claim is that, a woman can terminate a pregnancy, because I think that I don't usually bring up abortion, because this is talk radio hell, as I've been taught all along.
You brought it up the last 2 weeks in a row, Mark.
But I think that it's important to talk about it in these circumstances. If I, as the father of my son, am responsible for him in my household, and I can't kill him, and if I did kill him, my wife would have a tort against me. All these things sound valid to me as heck. This sounds absolutely true. Then why wouldn't, under your sort of reasoning here, and I think that this reasoning's fascinating, Jack. I've been on the air 10 years. I've never heard anyone suggest this. I think it's interesting and fascinating, but I think that there's some holes in it that need to be pointed out. And if my wife can bring a child into my house and I'm responsible for it because I had sex with her and I'm not allowed to kill the child, then isn't she responsible for my child in her womb? And don't I have a tort against her if she decides to terminate that pregnancy?
Well, my answer is that I don't know the details of how all of these would be worked out in a free society.
Some arbitrators would say yes, and some arbitrators would say no, would be my guess.
Right. It would be based on consensus, right? If we say that there is no force used to impose legal judgments on people, then the only judgments that are going to stick are ones that other people in society are going to go along with.
Yeah.
Right. So there will... It'll be kind of like a free market of law, basically. no one, if you find out that your neighbor has a judgment against them because they stepped on someone else's lawn and broke a blade of grass, you're probably not going to have a lot of respect for that judgment, and you're not going to care. But if you find out that they stole $10,000 from somebody and never paid it back, that's going to greatly influence how you choose to interact with them.
I would think that.
I don't think we have to map out all of these answers ahead of time. We just have to come up, recognize that in a free market, when you can't use force, then reputation becomes much more valuable.
So who stops you from using force?
Find other ways.
Who stops you from using force in a free market?
Well, nobody does.
And who stops the arbitrators from using force?
Nothing stops them. But the question to ask is, when the arbitrators in our society use force, why do people believe that it's okay, and why don't they defend themselves? Because they've been taught that it's moral that this one minority of people in society get to use force against everyone else.
Right.
So we won't have a free society until that belief is eradicated.
I think it's all very interesting. I have discussed with a friend of mine this idea of courts and the courts not being able to use force, a lack of prisons and things like that. And I think that, you know, there's a small percentage of the population which is just messed up, and those people, you know, what are we going to do with them?
Perhaps if their parents took care of them to the point where they could become independent, there wouldn't be so many messed up people.
Who knows?
Well, the first thing we need to do is stop giving that small percentage of the population you're talking about armies and police forces.
Yeah,
I'm
great answer.
You know, but I think that there's actually, having spent 8.5 years in prison, I can tell you there's a good percentage of people that are not competent enough to run those armies and police. This is the percentage I'm talking about, that angry and stupid are the word of the day for them. They tend to be mentally ill, and they're just dangerous as they could be as far as individuals. And
the court system today, which uses force to enforce all of its mm-hmm. laws, they don't really stop crimes from being committed. They just basically punish after the fact.
Well, if you incarcerate someone, then you you prevent them from committing crimes on the greater society and limit them to committing crimes wherever you have incarcerated them. So, you know, those people are incarcerated, mm-hmm. and a lot of them, you know, tend to stay in incarceration because they can't even follow the rules there either.
Well, and so, it's hard to get out of.
And I wonder that would work, and whether they would just be shot in a voluntarist society.
It's very interesting to think about. Jack, I'll let you have the last word. Any final thoughts?
I'm drawing a blank right now.
Apparently okay. not. Thanks, Jack.
Thank you, Jack, for calling in. I really appreciate your call. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Hour 3 is coming up. Stay tuned.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the worldwide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.